Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about freaking out in the love zone. This is one of my favorite phrases. I say it often, you may have heard me. Today I'm going to explain how to do this. It's a lifesaver. You know, as you go through the day-to-day things of life, irritating things happen all the time. And scary and bad things happen too, as we all know. But we have to always have clarity of thought in order to handle situations. Otherwise, situations will get the best of us. So freaking out in the love zone is a very powerful way of getting a handle on a situation and getting through that situation in the best way possible. This applies to the small and the big things. You see, when you freak out in the love zone, you are taking what is potentially a very negative thing that could really lock you up, and you are turning it into something positive in the way that you manage it. This is so healthy for your brain and your body, because what you're doing is actually stepping into positive stress, seeing the reactions of your physical body not as something negative, but as a warning that I need to get clarity of thought and I need to step into the love zone. I need to step into the zone where my brain and body and mind can function optimally, where those neurotransmitters can flow so I can think straight, where I can actually make good decisions and draw on good effective memories from the past and so on. And you can do that just by a decision of your will to step into the love zone and to freak out in the love zone. So let me give you an example to make this a little bit more real. I travel extensively all over the world for my work. I do conferences all over the world. So I'm spending up to 70% of my month traveling and on planes, and sometimes things go wrong. And just recently we were doing a tour through South Africa and we had a very tight schedule and we went to the airport to fly to another city where I was the main speaker. And as we get to the airport and we check in, my husband Mac has a ticket and my daughter Dominique, who's assisting me, has a ticket. But they voided mine. For some reason, I'm the guest speaker. I have no ticket. There's no flight for me. So my immediate reaction was I stepped into the wrong zone and I started freaking out in the fear zone. How are we going to get there? What are we going to do? This is wrong. You've done something wrong. And I actually went into, despite everything I know, all the good stuff I teach, I really got irritated. I could feel it. And as I was, my face just changed, I could feel my body tensing. And my immediate thing was to attack this poor person who was checking us in, not physically, but I immediately was aggressive with my speech. And as I was doing this, my daughter and husband politely reminded me of what I teach people, which is not to be toxic. And how about freaking out in the love zone? And I fortunately listened to the advice that I love to give. I listened to my daughter and my husband giving me that advice. And I felt myself going from irritation into the love zone, where I now made that irritation, frustration, which was coming out as aggression and frustration on my face. I stepped into the love zone and I immediately felt a change in my body. My facial expression changed and I said, okay, this is the problem. It's very frustrating, but what can we do? And immediately the check-in agent said, well, please, can you go over there to that ticket counter and they'll issue you with a new ticket. So we went over there and I found myself getting mad again and thinking, oh, travel agent, she does so much for us. And I started blaming our poor travel agent. And my daughter reminded me again, mom, freak out in the love zone. Otherwise, you're going to cause problems and maybe you won't get a ticket. So immediately I stepped back in the love zone. I expressed my frustration. I was concerned. It was irritating. But our travel agent books so many thousands of flights for us. I should have more grace. She made one mistake amongst hundreds of positive things that she's done. And as I reconceptualized that, as I looked at that, by the time I got to the ticket counter, I was calm. We got another ticket. We got on the flight. Sure, we had to pay in a little bit of money, but we got to our destination. This is freaking out in the love zone. I still had to pay in some money. I still had to go through the irritation, but I went through it. I didn't get stuck there. I didn't allow my brain and body and the cells of my brain and my body to break down by staying in a toxic zone, by staying frustrated, by staying irritated, which are brain damaging. Irritation, frustration, getting worked up about the little things. These are damaging to your brain. These shorten your lifespan. Do you know, hanging on to those toxic things and staying in a frustrated zone instead of freaking out in the love zone where you move through it and you handle it, if you don't do that, you actually increase your chance of getting sick by 43% in the next 12 months. And if you continue to let the little things get to you, that it becomes a lifestyle, you are shortening your lifespan and you are causing brain damage that will make you feel depressed and anxious and so on. So this is a really worthwhile skill to be able to manage. Okay, so what should you do? How should you freak out in the love zone? What are the basic steps? First of all, it's to recognize and observe in a very, it's to be very self-regulated. Our brain, we are designed to actually be consciously aware of our thoughts, words, and actions and deeds every 10 seconds. So we designed, neuroscientifically, we've seen from the research that we are designed to observe our own thinking. So as you're going through the daily life, getting to the airport, driving in your car, whatever it is that is frustrating you in this particular moment, and this is also the big things that can go wrong, the dramas and the traumas of life as well. As they begin to happen, observe how you're reacting. Remember that if you are going to get toxic, you're going to damage your brain and your body, and you're not going to have wisdom. You're going to be setting yourself up for failure. But by freaking out in the love zone, you're not suppressing the issue. You're saying, yes, it is terrible, or yes, it is frustrating. You're crying maybe. You may even be raising your voice. You may even have a few little swear words that escape your mouth, but you don't stay stuck there. You actually start moving towards a constructive change. You make the decision, I'm going to make this work for me and not against me. I'm going to make my body work for me and not against me so that I can have wisdom, that I can have clarity, that I can see the situation with clarity so I can find the answers. By the time you get to that ticket counter, you'll be in a state of mind where you can be polite. You've changed the energy. You've changed the energy in your own body. You've affected the on a quantum level. You've accessed the wisdom and the love of God to be able to have a miracle happen. Because as Hebrews 11:1 says, the substance and evidence of what we are needing already exists. We just have to make it happen. So by the time I got to the ticket counter, I got a ticket. I got to the event. I managed to do what I was supposed to do, and I didn't feel physically ill for days after. You may have experienced that yourself. You may have experienced by constantly letting those little things get to you that you don't feel great. And research shows that we shorten our lifespan by constantly letting those little things get to us. So here's my advice to you. Learn how to freak out in the love zone. It's really worthwhile. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.